Mafia King's Innocent Bride, written by Snow Moon. Download the mobile reader app to read the novel Mafia King's Innocent Bride, full story online. Mafia King's Innocent Bride Chapter 1, Sophie Lawrence, Sophie's POV. So, what makes you think that we'd actually accept you as a part-time teacher here in our university? Asked one of the interviewers to me. With my hands shaking, I took a deep breath and faced her confidently. At least that's the definition of competence for me. Then I opened my mouth. I am actually, air. I'm a straight-A student from kindergarten up until now. And I am also running for the highest rank in our class now. I really like children and I love teaching them. You can do it, Sophie. No need to be nervous, you can do it, girl. The woman and the man beside her looked at each other and nodded. So, Lawrence is your surname? Do you have any relationship with Mr. Albert Lawrence? Yes, he is my father. Both of their eyes widened upon hearing what I just said. They quickly stood up and bowed their heads at me. Gee, good morning, Miss Lawrence. And no, you don't have to be so polite to me. I'm just an applicant here, and so I just want to know if I get in? I asked them with my fingers crossed and my heart beating incredibly loud that it could actually jump off my chest right now. Of course, Miss Lawrence. You are in. You can now teach in our school whenever you want to start. Oh, really? Oh, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me. Thank you so much. Why, you're welcome, Miss Lawrence. It's also an honor for us to have you here in our institution. I was jumping enthusiastically as soon as I stepped out of that room. Teaching children has been my dream ever since I was a child. It was my mom's dream for me too, before she died. And now it already came true. I'm sure she's so happy for me. Although I think the only reason why I got in was because of my surname, Lawrence. My father, Albert Lawrence, is known to be one of the richest men here in New York City. But that doesn't mean I am rich too. Everything that he has, they don't really belong to me. I'm just his daughter with one of their maids before, to whom he had a one-night stand even though he already has his wife. Afraid that Dad's parents would get mad and shoo him away from their family, Mom decided to just leave their mansion and escape to hide me from them. She lived in a place where she thought everyone wouldn't be able to fend her, but she was wrong because my grandparents are so rich that they can hire anyone just to locate where she is. They took me away from my mother. I escaped their house when I was 10 years old and went back to my mother, but they took me back again. Mom also told me to just stay at my father's house too. Then one day, she had a heart attack and died. I went to her burial, alone. Until then, I lived at my father's house. Their enormous mansion that could actually have 100 family to live in. If you're thinking that I live a wealthy and happy life since I'm a Lawrence, then you are all wrong. They don't treat me as one of them anyway. I do all the things that maids do. I serve them, wash their clothes, bring their clothes, carry their bags, water the plants, wipe the windows, floors, anything. That's the consequence of living inside their house. Hey Sophie, where the hell did you go again? Samantha asked me as soon as I stepped inside the mansion. I applied for a job. I simply replied. Samantha is the oldest daughter of my father and his wife, his first and legal wife. They have two daughters and one son in total, who are, of course, way older than me. A job? Why? Do you still need money even if Dad's already giving you a monthly allowance? It's not about the money. I really want to teach children ever since. She just rolled her eyes. Oh, whatever. Do what you want. Just don't forget to do my assignments. Tomorrow will be the deadlines of all of that. Okay. Hey Sophie, there goes Sarah, the second to the oldest daughter of my father. Buy all of these, okay? I need that in my school tomorrow, and also, Don't forget to go to the Herald's house and tell him that I'm already breaking up with him. My eyes widened as I looked at her with confusion. Why don't you just break up with him in person?
Shut up.
Just tell it to him. I don't want to waste my time with his drama again. Sarah has the habit of dating different boys in her school, then break with them after a week. But what's worst is that I am the one who talks to his boyfriend and tell them that she wants a breakup. I always have to make up stories and find possible reasons why she wants a breakup. I just suppressed a sigh, then I was about to go to my room and change my clothes when I suddenly saw Sebastian walking towards me with a smile on his face.
Seb.
Sophie. You need to hear this new song that I composed, he said, enthusiastically. Seb is 2 years older than me and really loved music. Out of all the siblings I have, he's the one I'm closest to.
All right, I will just change my clothes, and then we'll listen to it later, okay?
Okay. I'll wait for you at my studio.
Okay, then I finally opened the door of my room and went inside it with a smile on my face.
Download the Mobile Reader app to read the novel Mafia King's Innocent Bride full story online. Mafia King's Innocent Bride Chapter 2 Vincent Hastings Author's POV Boss, please spare me, give me more time please. A man who looks about the age of 30 was kneeling in front of a tall young man wearing a black suit and tie, holding a gun in his right hand, playing with it while looking at him. They were surrounded by many men in black suits, too, smiling and glaring at each other. The room was a torture cell. Different weapons and stains of blood were evident on the floor and on the wall. There was blood on the side of the lips of the poor man. His eyes seemed to be punched so many times that it made a violet circle around it.
Boss, I will pay you next week, I swear.
If I don't, then you can kill me.
Renzo, I already gave you 1 month to pay me, and now, you're asking for another week?
Boss, please, please forgive me.
He was already crying, the tears in his eyes and the blood all over his face were already mixing.
Then the man rose up from his chair, standing before the poor guy. You know how I fucking hate liars, Renzo. I fucking hate it whenever someone tries to fool me, and you know what I do to them? His thick black brows rose up and his gray eyes turned dark as he pointed the gun to the man's head.
Boss, don't do this, don't.
Say hi to the devil for me, Renzo.
Bomb.
The sound of the gun reverberated through the whole cell as blood came dripping on the floor. Vincent tossed the gun to the floor as he began walking towards one of his men and wiped his hands with a white hand towel.
Throw him somewhere, then give money to his family.
Clean those mess, this cell smells fuck now.
Yes, boss.
Then he finally walked towards the exit with the other men following him. No expression on his face, his eyes were cold and his strong and tall frame made him look like a total mafia boss that everyone is afraid of. He has curly black hair, a pointed nose, high cheekbones, and a prominent lower jaw and chin.
Where are we heading now? He asked his men.
To Mr. Lawrence, sir.
The CEO of Laurentian Holdings.
That old man who pleaded for me to help him with his business?
Vincent asked, lighting up the cigarette that Joe handed him, his assistant.
He wouldn't be where he is today if I didn't help him.
He still owes you $900 billion, sir.
I've heard that he is also planning to make an alliance with Mr. Romano.
Vincent almost laughed when he heard that. Romano's in my pocket.
Is he thinking that he could really start a war against me by running into people who have big debts to me too?
Dickhead.
His men laughed as they opened the door of a black limousine for him.
Let's test his bravery.
I'm going to play with that old hag.
Mr. Lawrence was relaxing at his swivel chair after a meeting with a well-known mafia boss in town named Pablo, He talked to him and asked for an alliance against Vincent, but the man said that he couldn't do that since Vincent is his boss too.
Damn you, Hastings. Gathering all the people and making them your men.
You're a real asshole, I won't let you have your hands around my neck this time.
Then the door went open, just as he was about to stand up and turn his head to see who just arrived, someone pushed him down, his face on the tiled ceramic floor.
Who the hell, long time no see, Lawrence. Upon hearing that cold deep voice, Mr. Lawrence already knew who it was.
The Vincent Hastings?
Oh, so you still remember me, huh?
What are you doing here?
What do you need from me?
Vincent laughed like a devil, then he walked towards Mr. Lawrence and grabbed him by the head, effortlessly lifting him up with one arm.
What do I need from you?
Are you even serious?
Are you sure you don't know why the hell I am here?
If it's about the debt that I owe you, I don't have that amount of money yet.
I can only pay you $900 million for now.
$900 million?
What do you want me to do with that?
Buy a candy?
V. Vincent, I will pay you next month, I promise you, I will pay you next month.
He pleaded, trying to take Vincent's hands off his collar, almost choking him.
Please, spare me.
Vincent clenched his jaw as he pushed him on the wall, so hard that Mr. Hastings groaned with pain.
How many times did I hear that line today?
All of the people that I talked to pleaded to me too, and do you know what happened to them?
And no, no, Vincent, please, I will definitely pay you, I can even do whatever you want me to do.
By the way, I've heard that you tried to talk to Romano and Pablo, is that true?
Mr.
Lauren's eyes widened. Who told that to you?
I didn't. Vincent suddenly punched the wall next to his face, he closed his eyes with his trembling body.
You know what pisses me off the most aside from liars?
He let go of him and took a step back, putting his hand inside his pocket.
Traitors.
I really hate it when someone's trying to make a move behind my back, especially when I help them climb the stairs up to where they are right now.
You should try being grateful, Lawrence. Then he took a gun and pointed it to Mr. Lawrence, whose eyes are now widened, looking at Vincent.
Vincent.
And no, this company still needs me, my people still needs me, my family needs me.
And Satan said that he needs you now too.
And no, Vincent.
I could give you everything.
I can be your servant.
I will give you everything, just not this company.
Aside from this company, what else do you have?
Vincent asked, playing with the trigger of the gun, still pointed at the poor man.
I have 200 yachts, 300 mansions, cruises, I have 3 daughters.
You can marry one of them if you want.
Vincent laughed, you are offering your own daughter to me?
Is that how desperate you are?
Jay, just don't kill me.
Vincent thought for a while before opening his mouth again, are your daughters beautiful?
Or they look like you too?
His men laughed from behind him.
T, the youngest is the most beautiful among them.
And you will give her to me?
Why, yes.
Okay, show her to me tomorrow.
No, bring all of your daughters to me.
Bring them to me tomorrow night.
If you don't do what you promised, I wouldn't hesitate to kill you this time.
Download the Mobo Reader app to read the novel Mafia King's Innocent Bride full story online.